If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Special prosecutor Kisie Jabing to charge former finance minister Ken Oforiatta, two former bosses of the Ghana Revenue Authority, and several others for cooking what he describes as a sweet deal for the Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited and corruption-related acts.
The outcome of the investigation is that the OSP will charge the following persons with various corruption and corruption-related offenses before the end of November 2025. 1. Kenneth Nanayao Oforiatta, former Minister of Finance. Amishadai Owusu-Amwa, former Commissioner General of Ghana Revenue Authority. Isaac Krenzel, former Commissioner of the Customs Division of Ghana Revenue Authority.
We have more as the OSP vows to retrieve over 125 million Ghana cedis unjustified payments made to SML during its operations. We have details of the OSP's latest revelation, plus the latest on Ken Oforiatta's AG docket brouhaha here on Top Story. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holding insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. My name is Faustina Safo. Please stay for details. Tonight, the Office of the Special Prosecutor says it will charge former Finance Minister Ken Oforiatta and other high-profile individuals by the end of November 2025 over their alleged involvement in the controversial Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited contracts. Those expected to face corruption and related charges include the former Commissioner General of GRA, Amishadai Owusu-Amwa, former senior officials of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Custom Division executives, and persons connected to SML operations. The Special Prosecutor, Kisie Jabing, said the individuals involved were complicit in facilitating and providing automatic payments running into billions of cedis to the company, despite little or no evidence of work done. According to the special prosecutor, the charges will be comprehensive and based on months of forensic analysis, including data retrieved from computer servers, financial records, and communication exchanges between key actors.
The outcome of the investigation is that the OSP will charge the following persons with various corruption and corruption-related offenses before the end of November 2025. 1. Kenneth Nanayao Oforiatta, former Minister of Finance. 2. Ernest Akori, Chef de Cabinet to Kenneth Nanayao Oforiatta as Minister of Finance. 3. Emmanuel Kofi Nti, former Commissioner General of Ghana Revenue Authority. 4. Amishadai Owusu-Amwa, former Commissioner General of Ghana Revenue Authority. 5. Isaac Krenzel, former Commissioner of the Customs Division of Ghana Revenue Authority and General Manager of Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited. 6. Kwejo Damwa, former Commissioner of the Customs Division of Ghana Revenue Authority and Member of Parliament for German South Constituency. As part of the process, the OSP will seek to recover the financial loss caused to the Republic from the persons listed above. Also, the OSP will recover a total amount of 125 million cedis from SNL by way of a disgorgement of unjust enrichment of overpayment by the return of the benefit of this amount it obtained unfairly at the expense of the Republic. This amount was arrived on two considerations. First, the participation of SML in the public revenue assurance regime was based on largely undeserved automatic payments detached from performance. Second, the figure was adjusted on a quantum meru basis. This is a legal doctrine that developed the English common law as a form of implied contract or quasi-contract to ensure that the person who conferred a benefit on another received compensation, even when no valid contract existed. The court introduced the doctrine as an equitable remedy to prevent unjust enrichment, recognizing that fairness sometimes required payment, even without an enforceable agreement. In the present context, the OSP configured the doctrine in respect of adjusting the fair value of the investments made by SML in pursuance of performing its obligations under the various contracts, even where the contracts were procured unlawfully, and even where services were minimally performed or not performed at all, on the back of SML's reasonable expectations created under the various contracts which were awarded to it by high-ranking public officials who represented ostensible authority and statutory and regulatory compliance to that private company. The investments include the setting up and maintenance of two offices by SML, one in Accra and the other in Tema, the hiring of employees, the payment of employees' salaries and attendant statutory payments, the acquisition of vehicles, the acquisition of and installation of ultrasonic meters and automatic tank gauges, and the procurement of a transaction value assessment system, TVAS. I have two very short recommendations, and I bring it down.
Well, Kisi Jabing also revealed that following months of investigations, the OSP has ordered SML to refund 125 million Ghana cedis to the state. The amount, he said, represents an unjust enrichment derived from automatic payments that were not tied to actual performance.
In respect of measurement audits for downstream petroleum, KPMG concluded that there was reported incremental volume that is attributable to the involvement of SML determined at 1.70 billion liters for the period, which translates to incremental revenue of 2.5 billion cedis attributable to the involvement of SML. The OSP firmly disagrees with this conclusion by KPMG. Indeed, the OSP investigation shows that KPMG relied heavily on trend analysis of petroleum lifting volumes between 2018 and 2013, and not so much on the actual work done by SML, and without much consideration of the impact of the concurrent implementation of the ERDMS and ICAMS during that period. These systemic upgrades surely accounted for much more accountability and records of lifting volumes. KPMG later contradicted itself in its own report by acknowledging that revenue growth in this period resulted from macroeconomic factors such as pricing and demand and regulatory enforcement and increased taxes. In any case, the OSP investigation shows that SML's participation in downstream petroleum audit was unnecessary and that its monthly audit reports were unreliable. As I stated, its metering system was unsuitable for the design of the pipes and operational modes at several depots. Post-KPMG audit. Following the KPMG audit, MOF, GRA, and SML acted on the KPMG recommendation of the consideration of shifting from a variable to a fixed fee structure in respect of downstream petroleum products audit. So by a memorandum of understanding signed on 1 November 2024,
They changed the variable fee mechanism to a monthly fixed fee of 22,629,204.95 cedis, being, they stated, equivalent of 1,432,228.16 US dollars, inclusive of all taxes, at the prevailing Bank of Ghana exchange rate, which operated on 1st October 2024. In our estimation, the CD version of the stated fixed monthly fee in the 1 November 2024 addendum is unnecessarily deceptive, as the party's real intention, as captured in clause 13 of the MOU itself, is a monthly fee of the stated figure in United States dollars. GRA has not paid SML since December 2024 as a result of the OSP investigation.
Well, you heard there, Kisi Ejabin. Well, my colleague joins me in the studio, Kenneth Jesse. He was at that news conference earlier today. Kenneth, what else came up?
Well, this was about a two-hour news conference, and a lot of things and revelations were made by the special prosecutor. But he also said that his office has uncovered over 5 billion Ghana cedis that was paid to Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited between July 2018 and December 2024 without any verifiable work done. Well, the payments, according to the OSP, made automatically by the Ghana Revenue Authority, bypassed key verification steps such as report submissions and invoice checks.
The circumstances surrounding the enforced insertion of SML in the nation's quest for increased revenue were regrettable, unlawful conduct, and reckless financial decision making. Indeed, this was a case of unnecessary and wasteful pretend revenue assurance, except for comparison purpose only. Even then, the basis of the supposed comparison was a collection of disappearing acts of no worthy utility. And even now, some officers of GRA are issuing letters and statements along the lines of the pretense that this has been worthwhile for the nation. Such statements are feeble attempts at face-saving, and they do not operate to extinguish the criminal culpability of the public official promoters, sponsors, and patrons of SML. However, there is much wisdom and force in the institution of real revenue assurance, as it involves the identification, prevention, and correction of revenue leakages, thereby enhancing the public purse. In the estimation of the OSP, GRA did right by finally terminating the transaction audit and price and external price verification aspects of SML's engagement in November 2024. The OSP recommends that that termination should be made to lie where it fell, as SML showed a classless non-performance of the service it was unlawfully engaged to perform in the sector. Further, the OSP can neither choose nor recommend contractual partners for public institutions. Therefore, if in the estimation of MOF and GRA, they are desirous of retaining SML in other areas of revenue assurance, then critical needs assessment should be performed, and the ministry and its regulatory agency must ensure that all statutory and regulatory prior approvals and licenses are obtained, and further, that contractual obligations are mounted on expertise, experience, and capability based on responsible value for money verification and monitoring constructs. The OSP highly commends Evans Eziamo Mensah, Ajua Adubia Owusu, and Manase Azuri Awuni. We are very grateful for your service. Ghanaians, thank you.
Well, there was also details of the OSP's investigations into SML's petroleum audit contract. Mm. What exactly did he say?
Well, indeed, the OSP's investigation into SML's petroleum audit contracts has revealed, according to the special prosecutor, that the company's metering systems were unsuitable for use in several depots across the country.
Members of the media, the OSP investigation shows that SML's meters were Honeywell VersaFlow TWS9000W multipath ultrasonic flow meters. And according to the Ghana Standards Authority, which is the custodian of waste and measures, these meters are attractive for measurement in the oil and gas industry because of their non-intrusive clamp-on installation, which does not require welding or cutting, and that the use of these meters ensures high accuracy as opposed to single-path ultrasonic flow meters. However, on SML's own showing from its audit report from August 2023, added to an operational shortfall of not having fixed meters in at least 5 depots, its metering system was encountering substantial physical and operational challenges in a good number of the depots, resulting in inability of measurement, stated as follows. 1. SML's meters were unable to measure residual fuel oil because the temperature and fluid viscosity were too high for clamping and performance of ultrasonic flow meters. 2. SML did not measure volumes at depots that load products at atmospheric pressure using natural gravity because ultrasonic flow meters are unsuitable for work in such conditions. 3. SML did not measure volumes at depots where flows of petroleum products go through underground pipelines, since it was physically impossible to clamp the meters on underground pipelines. To address some of these concerns, SML perennially expressed the intention of installing an automatic tank gauging system. It fixed 8 out of 29 depots. The OSP investigation also discovered that a high discrepancy in readings that SML kept reporting from June 2020 through December 2022 was largely due to SML's meters reading vibrations and sounds from trucks as they discharged petroleum products at night. Further, the meters sometimes recorded pressurized water used in washing the pipes and driving products through the pipes. The OSP investigation shows that the public official promoters, sponsors, and patrons of SML were fully aware of the acute shortfall of SML service in the downstream petroleum sector, yet they persisted in their patronage by permitting it to operate and religiously authorizing payments to it while they remained in a lethargic state of willful blindness. This could only have been for their private benefit. Indeed, as recently as January 2025, SML was exhibiting inability of comprehending the loading process through ERDMS and ICAMS. This was evidenced in a letter dated 17 January 2025 by the head of petroleum operations at GRE, addressed to the managing director of SML.
And Ken, just before I let you go, what's the update really on the whole controversy surrounding Ken Ofori-Atta and the docket that the OSP ought to have provided the Office of the Attorney General?
Well, the OSP did not want to give much information on that, but they said they were collaborating with their foreign partners, and as at Monday, they have received enough evidence and that they will be presenting their docket very soon.
Indeed, still top story. Let me bring in Frank Davis, his lawyer for Ken Ofori-Atta. I also have joined the conversation Kweku Pencil. He is a private legal practitioner. We appreciate your time, gentlemen. Let me start with Frank Davis, really. We're hearing from the OSP tell us that he's going to officially charge your client, and he raises concerns about his alleged involvement in the controversial Strategic Mobilization Limited Ghana contract. In the OSP words, he says, quote, Mr. Ofori-Atta had succeeded in institutionalizing SML as the central player in the revenue monitoring framework, contrary to law, capacity, and value for money. How do you respond to this as his lawyer?
Well, good evening to esteemed listeners and cherished viewers. Is this new? I mean, I can hardly fathom this new style that the OSP and Attorney General of the Republic have adopted. I mean, organizing process that they want to condemn accused persons or suspects in the court of public opinion before they go to court. A trained lawyer's place is in the courtroom, not standing behind microphones and spewing long and unnecessary English. I mean, even as I'm now, he says now he's going to charge him in November. I mean, so why come and waste everybody's time with this presser? Why come and waste everybody's time? Is this the first time this OSP is mounting speakers and talking? Look, the criminal jurisprudence of our country is that an accused person is innocent until he is proven guilty. And that burden lies on the prosecution at all times. So coming to narrate and talk long and meaningless English is not conviction. He says he's going to charge him. He should go ahead and charge him and stop this gimmicking. I mean, come on. Is this the first time the OSP has come out to say something about Kenu Fuyata? Once upon a time, what did he tell us? He was going to Nanaya Kenu Fuyata. You either come into this country or I'll force your entry into this country. I mean, come on. Amateurish and childish pranks. Look, nobody is afraid of prosecution. Let me tell you, Ken Nana Yaokuntun Kununku Oforiata is not afraid of prosecution. Let the cards roll for the OSP. The accused person will have his day in court. Oh, let's stop this theatrics. I mean, he should be more concerned about his office and what people are saying about his office. He should be more concerned about that. And stop this. A lawyer's place is in the courtroom.
In the
not
courtroom,
behind microphones.
In the courtroom, you say, and that's one of the key things he told us today, some of the key findings that his investigations have unraveled. I would like to quote him verbatim so that it can serve as a guide for the conversation. When
I heard him.
When it comes to the payments for the benefit of our audience who didn't have the opportunity to listen to the news conference, which was over an hour, by the way, he said that the payments to SML between April 2020 and December 2023 were made on the back of Reverend Owusu Amwa's 5th of June 2025 ungranted request to the senior minister for consideration of government decision to discontinue SML purported service. The OSP investigation shows that Reverend Owusu Amwa had the comfort of the full backing of Ken Oforiata to continue the automatic payments, notwithstanding the senior minister's notice of discontinuance. How do you respond to this as his lawyer?
I have no response. I don't do my case on radio, my dear. I am not going to get myself involved in what I don't want to use harsh language, but I don't want to get myself involved in what the OSP is doing. My day is in court. As a trained lawyer, I don't argue my cases on radio. So you can go and ask the OSP to answer. He likes to play to the gallery. I don't. A lawyer's place is in the courtroom. So if he says he's going to charge of Oforiata, we will meet him in the courtroom.
And is your client
that
fit
is where cases
to return
are handled
to the country?
What?
Is your client in the best of health to return to the country?
Why? Is that part of your business? Is that something which is of utmost concern to you?
But you're going to court to defend your client.
So you should charge him and bring him.
And so it's imperative we know if your client will be there in person.
But if the man has not been charged, you are asking me why. Am I a clairvoyant? If he's charged, he will come. He has not been charged yet. We are told end of November. So let's all wait till the end of November. Why ask him whether he will come? I have told you from the outset that Ken Nanaya Kuntun Kunuki Oforiata is so scared of prosecution. I told you. This is why I asked him this question. He is so scared of prosecution.
So we should expect him in the country in November. Should the special prosecutor charge him?
He is not, my dear, scared of prosecution. That should be an adequate answer for you.
But I'm sure you've been in talks with your client. What is general overview of some of the concerns that the OSP has raised?
I didn't start talking on radio today. So stop what you're doing. You've asked me the question, I've answered. So stop, just stop what you're doing. I started talking on radio long.
And what is it that we're doing that is upsetting you, Frank Davis? Because for our audience, really, they just want to know your strategy when you go to court in November.
No, but you want me to disclose my strategy to you. Oh, my dear, why? You want me, as a trained lawyer, to come on radio and come and disclose my strategy to you? Is that how it is done? Why has justice delivery system been reduced to this level because others are doing it? I should do it. that I should come on radio and come and propagate my strategy from our clients to you. But I don't owe you any confidentiality or privilege of representation. I mean, so why should I tell you?
Frank Davis.
I'll tell you, a lawyer's place is in the courtroom.
Frank Davis is lawyer for Ken Ofori-Atta. Let me bring in Kweku Pentel. He's a private legal practitioner. We've just heard from Frank Davis raise concerns about the conduct of the OSP and even declaring individuals guilty in the court of public opinion, even before the case is officially heard in court, even before he tables official charges in court. As a private legal practitioner, what's your thoughts about the conduct of the OSP?
You're speaking to me in this, Kweku Pentel.
Indeed, I am speaking to you, Kweku.
I think what the OSP is doing is highly and very unprofessional. He's conducting a trial in the court of public opinion, which is against the very tenet and the essence of a trial under our system of adjudication. I think the OSP's conduct is most abhorrent and shameful. I don't know what pushes him to do all the kind of things that he does by giving all these press statements. And what he's doing is really prejudicial. This person is entitled to a presumption of innocence. And you don't do the kind of thing that the public prosecutor, the public prosecutor, what's his name? The OSP. He's doing it as if Joy FM or GTV or the public are going to be the judges in this matter. It's very, very unfair. That's my view. And I wholly subscribe to what my learned senior is saying about the conduct of the OSP. It's totally abhorrent. And I think somebody must advise him that if I were his lawyer, I'm talking about Ofori-Atta's lawyer, I will apply to the court for an order even to quash the entire, prosecution. Because highly prejudicial, you are doing a trial in the public opinion, the court of public opinion, which is totally unacceptable. Coming to public to mention all the things and what, what's that for? So I wholly subscribe to what Counsel Davis is saying, and I think somebody must caution the OSP. Someone must caution him. Ofori-Atta may be guilty of whatever, but we have a procedure for bringing criminal charges against a person, anybody, not even a highly placed minister, anybody, you and I. It is for our protection that we have laws guiding and guarding the way we do things in our courts. And I think the OSP as a public official is completely off track, and somebody must caution him.
But in the spirit of transparency, the OSP is trying to update the public on investigations so far, especially because of critics have lamented that the office appears to be silent.
Interest, but there's a limit to public interest. Which is you bring your charges however you get your accused person. And please, I've even commented previously or at some earlier point in time that a trial is not necessarily accused in a doctor or a court. You can't even conduct a trial in absentia where you believe you have been. That accused person is deliberately making himself unavailable about it. And if the OSP believes that the only way he wants to conduct trial is to get him before the courts of Ghana, so be it. But then he knows, so he must know what he has to do. But I think there's so much theatricals about what's going on. I don't really know what purpose this is serving all of us. On the contrary, I've cautioned that if I were his lawyer, I will know how to get the whole suit or everything thrown out of court by reason of the unnecessary and highly prejudicial manner that the OSP is going about this matter. That is sufficient ground for the whole case to be thrown out of court. Yes. So that's my view of the matter. I don't know what's going on. So that's my view of the matter.
Much quick, Openzo. He is a private legal practitioner. Let me wrap up with Frank Davis. When you go to court in November, should the OSP officially charge your client, will you be raising concerns about the conduct of the OSP to have the court squash the whole case as a result?
I am advising the OSP, that is, if he has lost sight of the little training we all had, that he is offending the legal profession ethics and etiquette rules, and he should be very, very careful. He should be very, very, very careful. This exhibition of unwanted hubris will not help him. He should be very, 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 very careful. He's demeaning the office of the special prosecutor. We once upon a time had a special prosecutor. Martin Lamidi did not conduct himself in this shameful manner. But this is just on coward. It is unbecoming of a trained lawyer. But I'm advising him and I'm cautioning him that he should be very careful that we have etiquette and rules which guide the conduct of lawyers. For him, especially a special prosecutor for that matter, he should be very careful. This prejudicial, unnecessary, needless, and shameful style of trying to hold Ghanaians against Ken Ofori-Atta will not wash. But Ken Ofori-Atta will have his day in court. And that is where we will all be, not on radio.
Thank you so much, Frank Davis, his lawyer for Ken Ofori-Atta. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. I'm handing over the baton to Newsnight.